It is combined.
Can you send that somewhere and have it printed off so we can have a copy?
Sure.
Boy, I'd appreciate that. Okay, so what we're doing here or talking about is R&B.
Yes.
And let's get Randy's input on the figures, and then we'll go from there.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for the coffee, Dan.
Where are we going to go to after that? Right on.
How about the assessor?
Right on down to the
very next tab.
All right.
By the way, question is: does the last quarterly reimbursement come in? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I just centered the file to print for you on the combined. It's not formatted right. I know if I don't fix it, it will be printed incorrectly.
Did I give you would you have her check and see through the auditor's office if the last quarterly reimbursements come in?
Yeah. Treasurer, right?
No, on...
Well, the treasurer.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I slept from 12:15. I laid down at 8:30. I felt so mad. I slept from 12:15 to 1:30. So I'm really longing for this day. I've never laid down. Never laid down. I just felt so mad. All my burn spots.
Did you get to go?
Did you hear what happened to me?
Mm-hmm. Did you catch?
Did you hear when I fell? I'm laying there, and when I fell, uh-huh. And I was hurting and moaning like a poor hurt child, because I was hurting. I thought, boy, something's really wrong. I must be bleeding severely because I am so hot. That's when I realized I was laying in the middle of this fire. Actually, it was ashes and coals and stuff like that. But yeah. Holy cow, come out of there. Get a healy quick.
Now, can you? It hurts so bad to fall anymore compared to, back when you were kids or whenever you were just younger.
Oh, it's a big difference.
Oh, hurts.
Yeah, it used to didn't hurt at all.
It's not knocking the breath out of you and all that kind of stuff. It's the whole combo that just kills you.
I got a purple spot this big right I mean, it looks like I was shot in a 45. And then down here is that big straight cut. Oh, my.
Ron has a... My word's still on tape. I was in a box band, and an old man that was in there, he was close to 90 years old. It's still on, isn't it?
Go ahead. $85,000 we received in August of 2011. We have not received anything else since then. And that's all we received last year, too.
So that was for the whatever quarter, and we need... That had been through July, August, September. We should receive.
You must have got it just now.
Yes, you get it?
That next quarter.
That's a Joanne question. If you want to call Joanne, she can find out what it did and when we're going to expect it. That was happening for
him. You know what? That old man had me go catch his stuff for him. Me being a nice guy that I am volunteer. So they're running across this. I've got about 150-foot strip cleared off of the Dover down with a string of lights so they can see the old men who see the dogs cross everything, you know. Here's Fat Boy Danny, and I wasn't near as fat because I was walking around that fox pen every day, and that's 3 miles. Yeah. They walk around every day checking for holes and stuff like that. And I'm running down through there. And of all things, out on an old cedar plate, there's a root off of an old tree that up out of the ground and goes back over
into
the end of the ground. And Cowboy Boot enters that loop, and I did not fall. I slapped the ground. I mean, I know they thought I had a coronary or something, because I hit the ground, and I mean, it took every bit of the air and everything. It was funny after I thought of, you know, after I got up and kind of got my senses.
It's funny now.
That I did not fall. I slapped the ground. I mean, it was like somebody's shoes. You know, at least if somebody grabs you with a foot and playing football or a sport or something, you kind of have that little...
Get in the air.
You get in the air and you go out and hit and you got a little break time and time to... When you're running and you're...
Think about what you're going to do that night.
It was a killer.
I hear you.
I've never been right since then.
I'll say that when I've taken a swallow of coffee.
This is the combined... Is this readable for you? It's four pages.
That'd be great.
All right, let me make a copy for Danny here.
Punch holes?
I'm going to run some totals on what we're currently at. Because it's obviously on the computer, it totals now. And, he's going out of his way to have those pies.
Say you want a whole punch?
I can't hear you. What'd you say? Look. Yeah, thank you.
Good for him. What a humor. All right.
What are transfers? What number is transfers?
I thought I'd seen that in there a while ago, but maybe there was transfer station.
I don't see how.
Here, I didn't put him in an envelope and address him to you, but I think he figured it out from there.
Do you want me to put him in your book for you?
Yeah.
Oh. You were being facetious. I get it.
Yeah.
Good job of it. It looked to me like you were tearing the paper all to pieces, but...
Yeah, that was a sharp pencil.
Neat. Okay.
This is yours, Mom?
No, this is combining the two together. He didn't provide that to us, but he has it on the computer.
I have my book.
This is combined. This is the request that was made by the auditor and Randy, combining the two funds, Road and Bridge.
And we've got it just here as split.
Correct.
245 and 2.
So my suggestion 50. Is just write combined on each one and then stick it in one or the other.
So could just take this out and put it under 245 and stick this right in.
I'm just going to stick it behind the either one. At the end of 245, that's where I'll put it. When I wrote combined on each sheet, that way I won't get them confused. Or just put a red X up there in the top or something. Put that
down there.
I don't have nothing down there. It's on that end.
You broke that off already?
Broke that one off.
Slicker and whistle.
Anger management.
There we go. my suggestion here is to do exactly with payroll what we did in all the other departments.
Okay.
Are you there?
You talking about 245 or 250?
I am talking about
355.
So if I'm not mistaken, that would take us back to the 379,
927, 60. I'm sorry, I'm looking, I'm trying to follow this, how it's laid out here. Two revenues on the top, and the expenditures.
You go down the line of 355, 10, 998.
998, gotcha.
That would be it.
Okay, take that back down to, I see, yeah, he's including increases.
Mm-hmm.
So take the increases out, which is in line.
Right.
Okay.
And take it back down to the
379, 476.
Okay.
Then we'll come back and address that.
Okay. What do you show? 379, 927, right?
Yeah. 60.
Gotcha. Perfect. Okay. Does that balance with what last year was then?
It's still with the salaries, it does.
But it doesn't with everything else. It's still a net increase of $10,000.
Right. Well, I'm looking. Under equipment expense, there's an additional $1,000. That's one of those that we have to keep separate. It has to be in
here for
the
now.
Investment fund budget.
His liability insurance went up by $1,000.
Let's look at that. We're on
355.30.035.
Well, we've already spent $4,900 this year, so.
Why would that be?
Why did it go up?
Why was it only $676 the year before?
Because he didn't get figures in there, right? From
down below. So, I don't see how we can under budget knowing the budget's.
You can't under budget that, but that's the reason I ask is why. Maybe you can give the answer, but we need to draw a line there to go back.
No, it's where he's at. Dues and conferences, he raised it by $500. You're asking about why it increased. The next subsection down, dues and conferences, it was an increase of $500. He's at $2,600.
When you took out the salaries, what did that do to the end result?
I show that the budget now is total. I gotta look at this here. Gosh. Total expenditures,
right,
is $630,696.12.
So we are
close
under $1,000 from what it was last year.
Let me double check his formulas. I hate to say that, but let me double check his formulas.
Okay. I see, too, that within this budget, he has increased insurance up to 68 from 56. Probably pretty smart. It doesn't get spent if it's not, if the increase is not there. But.
Yeah, but what was your total figure,
James? Let me just double check. He's sometimes his formulas have been inaccurate. Okay, they're all good. The total expenditures is 630. $696.12, which you're right, it's within $1,500, and it looks like that increases just in liability. So I'm fine with it. You fine with it, guys?
Yep. Elections.
It'd be the 400 account.
Tab number 400.
My question for you is this: this is similar to what we had a conversation about the prosecuting attorney's office. Do we want to spend out of this account as much as possible since it shows that we're going to have a balance of $33,000?
Well, let me say this. All this is an addendum to the county clerk's budget. All this could be in the county clerk's budget.
Right.
Now, there is a special.
Can we put more into this?
There is a special county clerk's budget that is created by a special fund. This is all general county revenue.
400 counties?
Yep. Now, let me, I don't know what the other number is. Do you know that offhand? No.
No, I don't.
Clerk's office for election.
For election? 103?
Oh, so we have them back.
102 and 103. Clerk is 102.
Oh, I told you wrong. 102 and 103. Let me get back here. My apologies, that is the special fund. Elections up here is the... And we bypassed this, so we need to go back to it.
Yeah.
As well as a couple of others at the very beginning.
Yeah, I don't have highlighted, yes.
But this is the special fund.
So what are we going to do with this?
Well, one thing I want to do with it is... It's not showing the, not saying complaint as yesterday on another one. It's not showing the salary expense for an employee paid out of this special fund. Is it? I didn't see it.
We're not paying out $400 this year. We're paying out of a grant this year, so it won't be the $400 account.
Out of the grant instead of the
$400.
But did she have any other expense that she was taking care of because of the budget deal last year? Can you remember?
I can look and see if I got anything in the notes. I have my own. I have last year notes up here. We go to $400.
Nick took my folder, and I have no idea where my other. This is the same folder that I had last year, and all my.
Stuff in there.
Your notes are somewhere else.
I don't have any notes in my thing about what she was going to agree to. She did put payroll in last year.
You go to expenditures where it says salary expense.
Yeah, let me.
Which one?
400 in the 400 account.
Okay. Yes, sir. I got it.
So help me with the addition there on the right hand side where it says petition payroll 1,000, voter list. Payroll 2,000, total of 2 and 1 is 2. I'm not exactly.
You know why? That's why exactly I checked formulas, because the formula, he typed over the formula. Now, that's why every time I go through this, before I tell you the final number, I check every one of those formulas to make sure. You're right, he typed over the formula. He just put a number in versus the formula, which would add 1 and 2 and you'd get 3.
So there is $3,000 that's been set aside for, within this budget, at least, salaries somewhere.
Yep.
All right.
Found another formula error, but doesn't.
Where is the expense?
For what part?
For this one.
No expenses.
I'm having a really hard time finding them.
There is no equipment expense in this 430.
Help me out.
Okay. All right.
We show that there's going to be $29,000 total revenue.
Yes.
You combine that with 7, so you're going to come up with 36. Because 7 is the fund balance that pulls down to the
carry forward, right?
And in the bottom, if you add the expenditures of this budget, you come up somewhere around $33,600. Oh, she shows total expenditures $2,400. It's not budgeted at all.
Let me see. Hold on. The total expenses total up to, and this. She is budgeting $3,400 in total expenditures.
Right, because you have to add in the $1,000 that he didn't get.
Right.
$3,400.
Is the total expenditures for this.
The fund balance. Now, what that means is it carries over to 2013 and Donna can't spend it.
Correct. Right. My question for you is, it's an election fund, correct?
Yes.
It's a presidential election coming up.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be the perfect time to use that money?
Yes.
Okay. No further questions, sir. I'll rest.
We need to encourage the expenditures of another $28,000 out of this fund in a year when we have our biggest expenditures.
But we did get a request for a person for the election in 103, I believe.
I believe we got numerous.
But one specifically that was an election person that could easily be paid out of this.
The contingency funds.
$200. My problem is she's not putting, we don't have enough salaries. Unless you can't put a person.
Where are you getting $200 on the day?
Oh, over on,
I see.
Yep.
That's request.
Okay. Yep. This is the thing we're talking about, Dan. I know you're looking for that. You were probably listening to me. She's asked for an employee in 103 or 104 for elections.
Yeah.
She obviously has money in the special fund to pay for that same employee so the GCR doesn't have to pay for it.
Yeah.
And she's got money. I don't know why we wouldn't use it in an election year, a presidential election year.
Yeah. Should be used.
I would think so. So how do we word this? How do we do this? What are we doing? Do we just move that person over? Can we budget for the 400?
We can't. She can't.
Make a recommendation.
Yeah.
Want the employee, here's where you get it.
We can't. She can't.
So I can just...
Do we want to write that on a note when we talk there? Just put additional one employee right at the bottom of it.